Hello, my name is Chris Terrell. My wife Laurie and I have been participants at GMBC for about 12 years. I would reluctantly like to share with you a lesson in prayer I received several years ago. Leaving my house in anger after holding my wife to a high standard, I pulled out into the highway, assuming a car that had stopped for me was being patient as I waited for the opposite lane to clear. Actually, the driver's patience had lapsed, and when I hit the gas, he was working his way around me, and I dented his 20-year-old bumper, adding a minor scar to his battle-proven bomber. Realizing that 5 years of surcharges was something that seemed so unjust, I called on the one who had paid for my sin and had helped me countless times in moments like this. 15 minutes later, I was wondering what had happened. Why was the other driver so merciless? Then came the aha moment. I had just left my lovely wife rattled by my harsh words. Was it related? I decided at the moment that if I was going to pay this injustice for 5 years, I would get my money's worth and learn to be slower to anger by realizing my own shortcomings. 1 Peter 3:7 tells us, "Husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered." Apparently, our Father takes notice how we treat our loved ones. Let us pray for marriages at GMBC, for peace and love to flow. Let us pray for those marriages especially that are struggling to survive, that compassion, truth, and forgiveness will overcome every obstacle. Let us pray that hearts will turn to each other and the Spirit of God will miraculously do what is impossible with men. And let us pray for the same for parent-child relationships. Our God is so willing to answer this prayer. Be blessed and be a blessing.